Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3.
Can leadership be learned? It's a billion-dollar question. Modern leadership is becoming intrinsically more complex with increasing supply chains, and conversations must now revolve around ever-changing needs, behaviours, characteristics, not only of an unpredictable business climate, but of an evolving workforce. Joining us to chat more about leadership is Amanda Moody. She's Director of the Professional Development Centre at the British Council. Welcome, Amanda.
Thanks very much, Michelle.
So, Amanda, what do you think is the crux of what makes for a good leader?
I think there are many factors, Michelle. I think one of the most important is the person themselves. So really paying attention to authentic leadership. And by that, I mean the really essential qualities of the person within. So integrity, honesty, straightforwardness, really being your own person. There's no cloning of leadership. So bringing that to the forefront is really critical.
Mm-hmm. Well, Amanda, can you give us some examples of people in the business or political world who kind of embody these traits?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really want to get into politics, but I think of that first. The person I think of is Barack Obama, actually, because I see their, great leadership and that really connection to that authenticity. And it is about paying attention to relationships, to people, and transformational leadership, so making sure that strategy and vision and enrolling people in that vision are really central to the whole thing.
Yeah, I was thinking Michelle Obama.
She's fabulous.
She is. She's got a great book out, too.
She is amazing.
In terms of how she manages her relationships with people and authenticity as well.
Yeah.
What do you think is the difference between a manager and a leader? And does it really matter to the person who's stepping into either role?
I think that's a great question. I think they often get mixed up, Michelle. And to me, when you start, often it's the management. So it's focusing on the efficiency, the productivity, the results, the production. So it's often about tasks, and people are important and part of that, but the focus is more on driving the results. And it can be, efficiencies and systems and processes also. I think when it changes is moving into leadership is more about the sort of spirit and the heart. So it's really connecting the vision, the transformation, the coaching and serving skills and facilitating as well, and making sure that people are central to that and working across teams to get results.
Mm-hmm. Well, can leadership skills be learned? I mean, on the subject of nature versus nurture, I mean, if you held leadership roles in the school days, does it make you a better leader in the corporate world?
I think a lot of people have their own views on that. My personal view is that it comes a lot from courage within, and I think that starts from a very young age. So, what position are you with your siblings? What sort of upbringing did you have? What opportunities did you have to step into leadership and have positive reinforcement of that? It is about taking responsibility. It is about courage. And it is about a belief in working towards a purpose. So I think anybody can get that as long as they're up for it. And it's a pretty hard road sometimes as well.
Yeah, because it can be very lonely as
a
leader.
It can be.
If you're not working to be liked and trying to do the right thing.
Yeah.
And that's something you have to learn to cope with.
And I think that point, Michelle, is doing the right thing. Sometimes the right thing is the hard thing, and people won't like the decision, or there can be fallout from the decision. And I think speaking up is very important as well, finding your voice and encouraging others around you to find that as well. But diplomacy is a very important part as well. So it is about the nuances and trying to work out which is important at which time.
Okay, between an introvert and an extrovert, what makes a better leader?
I don't believe there's any difference. I have worked with introverted leaders, extroverted leaders. Personally, myself, I'm slightly, moderately extroverted. It makes no difference. It's just about an awareness of your style and what are the advantages of that and how that interacts with the people around you and the teams that you're working with. But there's absolutely no difference. And Susan McCain has written some great stuff, and there's a great TED Talk from her about introverts as
leaders.
It is
a great book she's written called Quiet.
Yes.
Terrific.
Yeah.
When it comes to leadership, would you say that charisma and the ability to rally people behind a common goal is more important than really the ability of carrying out specific tasks?
I think absolutely. I think when you're talking about leadership, it is about the vision And it is about bringing people with you and looking for opportunities where you can gather people together. And sometimes that's hard because people are busy on their own projects, they've got their own teams, they've got their own directions. So looking for opportunities where you can bring everybody together and reinforce, you know, strategic plan, the direction we're heading in, and some of the goals for people as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, for those of us, for some people, obviously, who are brought in externally as a leader of a department or an organization, as opposed to working way up and rising through the ranks, what do you think are the biggest challenges you need to overcome, and how can you do so?
Well, I think if you're the new kid on the block, being aware of that as you start is very important. Mm-hmm. So the skills of just reflecting and observing yourself, but also observing those around you. What are the patterns? How do people like to work? How do you like to work? And thinking about how fast do I activate change? It's good to have sort of a few change points and just do it slowly and gradually so you don't overwhelm people with the rapid pace of change. I think that's really important. But don't bring in too much too soon, otherwise it can really destabilise.
It's tough in a disruptive world, right?
It is, and technology is really so rapid, the pace of it. We're actually looking now at bringing in courses to actually help people connect more because the technology is actually disconnecting people. Mm. So, you know, being aware of that technology is sometimes not helping towards communication.
Amanda Moody joining us. She's director of the Professional Development Centre at the British Council. And we're talking leadership. So a recent Forbes article pointed to the fact that many people think leaders are incompetent. And apparently if you Google my boss is or my manager is, the term that often comes up is mean. So incompetency, perceived meanness. Why do you think this is so often linked with leaders?
I think there's probably a lot of misunderstanding. And as you said before, Michelle, that leadership is a lonely place sometimes. So communication is really important and helping people understand the reasons behind some of those hard decisions. But I also think opportunities to bring people together and communicate and build relationships so that, you know, people have more of an understanding behind the scenes of what's going on. I think leadership is, you know, for the most part, I think leaders are intelligent. I mean, obviously people are different, but it's important to articulate what you're doing and why you're doing it pay attention to the EQ, not just the IQ, you know? It's so important. Empathy.
Right,
being kind
right.
to people, that's really important.
Well, given that the majority of leaders are male, all right, why do you think there aren't more competent females who have become leaders?
Good question, Bernard. Probably because they don't want to do it. But I mean, it's... I mean, you've got to be brave, you've got to be courageous. It's a big time investment. And, you know, maybe there are females who don't want to do that. I do still think it's male-dominated. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important for organisations to really make sure that there are seats in the board table for women and really concentrate on those quotas to make sure they're up. Because otherwise we're just not setting the role model for younger people coming through as well. So... yeah, I encourage all women to have a go. And you can have children, you can have your life, you can do it all. That's my belief.
There's a great conductor called Benjamin Zander, and he's written a terrific book about how you can lead from any chair.
Yes.
You know, and it's not just up to one person to lead. And I often find that useful when we talk about what you can do as an employee when the person above you is incompetent. Mm. You know, how can you influence upwards in the management chain? So what would you say to an employee facing a manager or a leader who they believe is incompetent?
Mm. I think kindness and empathy is a really important trait. And I think helping people understand, giving feedback at the right time. Admittedly, it's hard when it's your boss and there's a risk involved and there's also possibly some cultural aspects to that as well. But to try and take the time and give that feedback, but give it in a kind way, in a way that's meant as a gift, and offer some help or suggestions in terms of ways that you could work together moving forward. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of courage involved in that.
Mm. But would you say it comes down to preserving the relationship almost?
Trying. Mm. We're all human. Mm-hmm. We're not perfect. So I think reaching out and trying to build trust and help that person work in the direction that you think might be more productive is quite important.
Sure. Well, there are all sorts of leaders. There are some leaders who abuse their power on the other end of the spectrum. There are others who don't really use their power. They're afraid to make decisions. Why is this so?
it's just a very different world, isn't it? And we're seeing huge things in the US at the moment. I think greed, ambition, often they drive leadership in a certain direction that's not helpful. So I think going back to that whole thing about serving and being with your people, working with your teams, concentrating on where you're going, bringing people with you, being honest and having integrity, which is so important in this age. You have to be able to walk the talk. And if you can't do it, then other people around you are going to see that straight away.
Okay, Amanda, before we let you go, tell us about the leadership courses that are being run at the British Council's Professional Development Centre.
I would love to, Michelle. We've got quite a few, and we've really distinguished between management and leadership, essential skills for managers, for beginning managers, learning to lead for experienced managers, and a wonderful course called Authentic Leadership with a great 360 for leaders who want to do a bit of one-to-one coaching or concentrate on developing their leadership skills. So they're the main ones.
Sounds terrific. Amanda Moody there. She's Director of the Professional Development Centre at the British Council here on The Curve.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.